So let's, I think you have one more case here, the 52-year-old lady. Maybe you can go through her.
This is a 52-year-old woman I saw a while ago, and she was diagnosed with stage 3C ovarian cancer. She tolerated treatment very well in the adjuvant setting, optimal debulking adjuvant with intraperitoneal chemotherapy. She had a little bit tough time, I remember, with some nausea and a slight bump in the creatinine from the intraperitoneal cisplatinum, but she did very well. She took all the six cycles. She did well for a couple of years. Then she recurred, and she had multiple lines of treatment. She was BRCA negative, and she took bevacizumab and liposomal doxorubicin, and she did really well on the treatment for, I think she lived several years from the diagnosis. I think she lived around 7 years. The interesting thing about this patient that I remember very well is she actually was married, and she had a granddaughter. It's not really a granddaughter. It's like a step-granddaughter. It's a granddaughter of her husband. And she was very, very excited when her granddaughter, in the midst of her treatment, was admitted to medical school. I remember it was an unbelievable celebration. She brought us pictures and a video. But I remember that very, very well. She was very, very proud of that.
Any questions you have about her case or anything else you want to relate about it? Or any other questions you have about ovarian cancer in general that you'd like to address to Dr. Beer?
Yeah, I have actually quite a few of them, Neil. One, we didn't discuss how often we order next-generation sequencing on these patients. Actually, at one point, beyond first line, I will send next-generation sequencing on all these patients. But I was so disappointed by how few of actionable targets we would find in these patients. And even when we found one, we either didn't have an approved drug or there is no trial. But I would like to ask, where are we with this genomic subclassification of ovarian cancer? We all know it's not one disease. It's absolutely not one disease. Yes, we go with histology, serous, endometrioid, but that's like the times when we divided lymphomas into Hodgkin and non-Hodgkin. Where are we with genomic testing in ovarian cancer? Where are we with next-generation sequencing? What is very promising next target on ovarian cancer? I mean, we know about PARP, we know about homologous recombination, repair. The other thing I want to ask is bevacizumab. We really need to do more work about this drug. Who will benefit from it? Who will benefit from it the most? There is really no good screening test for ovarian. Is there any data or test on the horizon? And where are we with the monoclonal antibodies? The folate receptor, I mean, I used to hear a lot about it and some promising. Where is the antibody drug conjugates and monoclonal antibodies on ovarian cancer?
And, you know, we just saw the data came out in Europe at the ESMO meeting on niraparib used in the maintenance setting, platinum-sensitive maintenance after chemotherapy, showing a benefit not only in BRCA germline, not only in HRD positive, but in HRD negative, BRCA negative. Any questions you have for Dr. Beer about that data and what it might mean to practice?
Yeah, I mean, what is the mechanism of action of this drug in those other patients without the BRCA and the other markers that we associate with PARP inhibitors? Neil, I think ovarian cancer is an ideal disease for maintenance treatment. Why am I saying that? This is a disease even in suboptimally debulked patient. We still have disease. We still have more than 10 to the 12 cells like we see with hematologic malignancies. Even more than that, and in hematologic malignancies, we cannot cure them without some radical treatment. More than half of these patients with ovarian cancer treated in the adjuvant, they recur. I would say 50 to 60%, depending on the type of surgery. But, you know, maintenance treatment, and I know we tried paclitaxel, it didn't work very well. We tried with pazopanib, I don't think it's ideal. I don't know if bevacizumab works. But where are we with some vaccine trials, PARP inhibitors in the maintenance of this disease? And why did this drug work so well with a hazard ratio of 0.5? I don't think we've ever seen it in ovarian cancer literature.
Yeah, particularly with the germline negative.
Yeah.
This concludes our program. For information on lung and colorectal cancer, please turn to the other two CDs on this program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special program utilizing the Morbidity Mortality Conference model to explore and improve community-based cancer care.